They are high effort as they come. Obviously one of the top scoring defenses in the league. We're not playing their offense on our side of the ball, but they do such a good job over there of holding on to the football and scoring points. It's a really, really well-coached team. They've battled with a lot of injuries throughout the season on that defensive side, and you wouldn't know it by watching the film because, again, they know the rules. They attack each and every play, and we got to be ready for them.
Josh Allen, what do you think of the Lions? Won't this be fun?
I'm super into this game. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, it's a road game, so it's not quite the same. But, you know, the Niners were coming in here for that Sunday night game after Thanksgiving. You talked about how the Cowboys coming in here last year, like big showdown type games with NFC powers. And I feel like the Bills have been kind of been up to that. You know, they can have their bad days. They kind of had a bad enough day on defense, certainly, last Sunday against the Rams, who are not exactly an NFC powerhouse, but their offense can certainly be pretty lethal when it's healthy, and it sure was on Sunday. But I feel like I loved hearing Sal talk about how he characterized McDermott yesterday and players talking about, you know, maybe losing focus a little bit. You know, a lot of that stuff can just be what you say when a game doesn't go your way. But I don't know. Sal's purpose here is not to get us or me more excited for the game necessarily. But he served that purpose just now. Because I'm ready for the Bills to go there and just show everybody, like, yeah, man. Like, Detroit and their fancy, you know, fourth downs and all the stuff. I'm into the Bills this week. I kind of like them a lot.
Detroit is likable, right?
Sure. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
That'll fade if they win more because every champion eventually becomes unlikable.
We'll get sick of them if they turn into like a dynasty or something. But yes, absolutely. I think they and the Bills, how objective am I about the Bills here? But I think I would expect that around the country, If they were to make the Super Bowl, there'd be a lot of, I don't really know who to root for. They're both, like, they both have never done it. They're both these sort of beleaguered Rust Belt cities, manufacturing jobs, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a bygone era, but like that's the history of both Detroit's.
No palm trees.
Exponentially larger than Buffalo in that way, but still, it's a similar enough existence. And yeah, no, I mean, they've at least had the Pistons and the Red Wings and the Tigers win some things over the years, so they're not 0-4 as a community like Buffalo is, but the football team has been, I mean, woebegone. Before last year, they hadn't won a playoff game since, what, the 50s?
Yes.
I mean, so, yeah, I mean, they're a very easy team to like, and the coach is right in the center of that, and Goff, too, is a piece of that, because he was sort of, I treated him like it was a joke. Oh, you're getting Jared Goff in this trade for Matthew Stafford. You know, I guess you just have to take him, right? So they can get rid of the salary and you can facilitate this trade with Stafford. You're stuck with Jared Goff. I mean, all they are is...
Well, they were. I mean, that's...
Right, but it just turned...
What that was.
So for him, I find a guy like that really easy to root for. Because it would have been pretty easy to just collect your check and move on to the next thing and go hold a clipboard somewhere for the rest of your life, and you banked, you know, $200 million in the process, you know, pretty good gig. But he dug in, and they showed some faith in him. I don't remember feeling like it was a great idea to re-sign him at any point here. So I give them and him a lot of credit, because that's a lot to sort of climb through. You know, like, the whole world is sort of laughing at you and calling you a joke, and all you're doing now is playing at a near MVP level.
Near.
Like how we did that? Yeah.
Near. Buffalo, at Chicago, at San Francisco, Minnesota. It's tough. 12-1 and a game up. That's different than us. The division is clinched.
Yes.
Detroit is a game up on Minnesota, and they meet week 18. Bills at the Bears at the Niners. What's good there? Man, I've not spent much time thinking about Lions, Eagles. You know, Ross brought that up, how Philadelphia will want the Bills to win. I was with Matt Collar yesterday morning, and he said the same thing. Everybody's rooting for the Bills here in the NFC because it's very much on that top spot. Detroit doesn't have anything wrapped up here yet. Is Minnesota good enough to get there? A game back, they play. So if you give them that win in Week 18, just to say it, in Detroit, that would be. The Vikings have the Bears, the Seahawks in Seattle, and then the Packers before that. I don't know what Philadelphia has. They have Pittsburgh this week. That's well, and Philadelphia is 10-2. That's just old. 11-2.
They're 11-2. Yeah, they and the Vikings have the same record. Yeah,
these reference sites sometimes. Come on, update it. Pittsburgh at Washington, Dallas, and the Giants. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they get this Pittsburgh game. I'm sorry. Who did you say? Washington and the Giants. Okay, Washington.
Washington away.
That's not a walkover.
Then Dallas and the Giants.
But man.
That's the Barkley point,
right?
Where he could be in range of the rushing record and have the Cowboys at home, which is a very soft matchup, and then the Giants at home with the record on the line, maybe revenge there. I didn't remember. I had that backwards in my mind that their first Giant game was in New York, but it was. So that's a home game for the Eagles, too. All right. Stepped out last break to get some party vibes, party.
How's it going out there?
A lot of Bruno Mars.
Yeah?
It's very dark.
A lot of lights. There's music? You mean there's Bruno?
There's red and green holiday lights.
I just want to be clear here because I don't want to, like, a land rush.
He's not
here. Bruno Mars is not out there.
No.
Okay. Well, my mom's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, no, just sort of, it's a party. Classic party kind of atmosphere, music, and a lot of donuts.
Can you tell I've been spending time around my parents? It's like the third mom reference in 2 days for me. Like I saw them this morning. I saw them on Saturday. Like she's on my mind, I guess, because it's just coming out of me here. I don't think it normally does. She doesn't know who Bruno Mars is.
She doesn't?
I don't think so. No, no.
I just mentioned Hawaii. It sounded like a brag, but when we went to Honolulu last or whatever it was. Whenever the Bills played Jacksonville in that 9-6 game, 21, I guess, we were in a cab, and the cab driver at one point, as we're driving on a highway, said, Bruno Mars was born in that hospital. That's one of the things a cab driver tells you when he's driving around Honolulu. Bruno Fernandez, maybe was his name?
I don't know.
That's awesome. He was born in that hospital. I'm actually pointing, as I'm telling you this, to my left. Just like, you know, that's where the hospital was. This is not about the Sabres. Should it be about the Sabres?
No. Similarly, one time when Owen and I were in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, got shown around Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and we drove past a house, and the man stopped outside the house and said, "That's the house that Tony and Phil Esposito grew up in."
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, that happened. Yeah, I saw the house that Tony and Phil Esposito were born in. Well, grew up in. Not born.
Who knows?
I didn't get that part of the story.
Who knows?
I didn't press the guy for exactly how the birthing went.
No.
But nonetheless.
Was it a tourist destination?
No, just a ranch house in the middle of a block of ranch houses that all look pretty much the same. Yeah, it was a nondescript. But, you know,
I'd like to get there.
Still a highlight.
You and I have both been to Western Canada fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Canada would be your next vacation preferred destination? I know for me, I want to go to PEI.
My wife has had a Northern Quebec thing in her head for a while. I don't know how far from Montreal. I know we've talked about it a long weekend, and it seems a little too, like, it might be 4 or 5 hours north of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like a tough pull for, like, a Friday, Monday, you know, take Friday off, take Monday off, 4 day. But there's a national park up there that she really wants to get to.
Grey Rocks?
At almost any time of year. I don't know the name of it. But that has been talked about frequently. Like, I'd be stunned if we pull off another vacation anywhere in Canada, and it's not that.
Yeah, my wife has talked about going up there maybe as a kid, Grey Rocks, sort of like well north of Montreal, almost in a western direction, and then from Ottawa in an eastern direction, almost like a triangle, Grey Rocks, Ottawa, Montreal, like that. Yeah, I've heard, if that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. We've never gotten to she has just told me how far it is. I've never looked on a map myself to start trying to figure out, but that's on the radar.
Lines are open at 803-0550. You could probably tell. We spent most of the first hour on the Sabres, and we may dare to venture back into their 8-game losing streak and just sort of how it all feels. We know how it feels, right? It's very familiar. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.